Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
You know, it's the cow that really sells it for me. So this is at the Villages. A 77-year-old villager, I swear this is like Minecraft, faces hard time for a stockpile of illegal ED drugs in retirement community. I didn't know what ED meant at first. I didn't. I was like, what is that? I'm like, so look, even though I have, and all the people in my family were in the Navy, so I blame them. Even though I have a naval-type vocabulary sometimes, I am still very pure of heart. I did not know what that meant until I was in the art, because I just thought, like, what is that? Like, what is ET? No, he's a 77-year-old Florida man. He was in, and I thought he looked familiar because I saw this documentary about the Villages. This dude was in it. These are the erectile dysfunction drugs, the ED. That's what it means. Oh, my gosh. He had $1,800 of black market ED drugs. I didn't even know that that could be black market. I didn't know. Oh, my gosh. His name is Reginald Kinser, Reggie Kinser. He bought all of these. He bought all of these products. Snowvitra, Villatra. I don't even know what this one is, and I'm not saying it. Don't. I don't even know. That sounds nasty. That third one sounds nasty. A jelly? Stop. With the intent to sell them locally and outside of Florida. He and his wife were in some kind of heaven, which looked at the Villages. I saw that. And his wife in the trailer says, the Villages have given Reggie an opportunity to grow in, you know, different ways. And he's apparently also a devotee of Kung Fu. And so he was like in this documentary without a shirt on. He was doing his stuff next to a pool, like very, very Mac-ish from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And so anyway, yeah, that's it.
Well, he knows his market.
Well, yeah, apparently. And he apparently also got arrested in the parking lot before of the Villages Laurel Manor Recreation Center. And when they approached his car, apparently he had, they said he smelled like marijuana. And when they asked him if he had any on him, he reached into his satchel. I love they said satchel. And pulled out a clear cylinder tube containing all these balls of a green leafy substance. And then he goes, well, he says, I'm able to possess this under Indian law. Is that like bird law? Like what? Oh, and then later they found cocaine in a plastic bag in his wallet. Because he says that he is a member of a Native American church. And so that's what, where he claims that he can have all this stuff because of Indian law.
Religious exemption, I see.
I guess so, because it's not of a nation. It's of a Native American church. So I don't know. I'm just fascinated with this whole thing. Anyway, so that guy sounds fascinating. Oh, man, I'm telling you this. Okay, this guy, a Florida man climbed on a railroad crossing and then stood there for 10 hours, threw meth, and exposed his genitals. Well, okay. I mean, some of us have bad days, you know. He climbed up on a railroad crossing the light poles, and he stayed a while. A Polk County Sheriff's Office first sent out a traffic alert saying that the guy was suffering a mental health crisis, you think. It was like 4:30 in the morning. He climbed up there for the next like 10 hours. He stood up there, showed off his bits and pieces, and threw meth at people. It took four SWAT officers in a bucket to bring him down. And they finally got him on the ground at 2 p.m. And then they put him under arrest for disorderly conduct. And he's 28 years old. So they said, I love how they said the police report. They said he exposed himself in a vulgar manner. I can only imagine. Wow. And they're this, you know what, if you put him in D.C., he's still probably better behaved. You know, Kel-Tec has always been about public safety and self-defense, and the Kel-Tec P15 is no exception. Whether you prefer the polymer or metal version, this reliable, compact, lightweight is the perfect go-to. The P15 polymer is the lightest, slimmest, double-stack, concealed carry 9mm on the market at only 14 ounces unloaded, and loaded holds 15 plus one rounds. This little beauty has tritium and fiber optic front sight and fully adjustable fiber optic rear sights. You get all of the same great modern sights, great trigger, and excellent capacity in the P15 metal with a metal frame for a true vintage look and feel, and classic wood grips for a classic comfortable feel. Both have the same game-changing Kel-Tec innovation in quality, reliability, and performance. For public safety and self-defense, make the P15 your concealed carry go-to. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KeltecWeapons.com today. KeltecWeapons.com. In Copenhagen, in Denmark, this Danish artist, they were doing this exhibition, and it included some modern art. It was they were going to have this huge exhibition on labor conditions. So this Danish artist was given a ton of cash by a museum to create a piece just for that, right? It was supposed to be art. Jens Hanning was given about $84,000 in Danish kroner and euro banknotes by the Kunsten Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg. And it was a whole exhibition on labor conditions and money, and it was called Work It Out. And they, you know, obviously it has kind of a political air to it, right? So the museum commissioned him to recreate two of his earlier pieces that featured banknotes attached to a canvas representing the average annual wage in Denmark and Austria. So as well as lending him the actual notes, they also paid him 25,000 kroner, almost $4,000 for the work. But here's where it gets interesting. When the officials went to collect and these two pieces and put them up in the exhibition, they were blank. They were empty canvases. He submitted two empty canvases titled Take the Money and Run. The exhibit caused a stir, understandably. So he said, hysterically, on a radio show, a Danish radio show, he said, quote, "The artwork is that I have taken the money." That's what he said. And he goes, "I encourage others who have just as miserable working conditions as I do to do the same." And the museum said, "No, wait, you broke our agreement on how to use the money. The exhibition ends in January." So he says, he's like, "I didn't commit a crime." He goes, "I did not commit a crime." He says he did produce a work of art. He gave them what they wanted. So there was a ruling just a few days ago. The District Court of Copenhagen decided that Hanning can keep the like 5,000 kroner from the original amount given to him by the museum. That should constitute as an artist fee because the exhibition went ahead with the empty frames. And they said the contract between the museum and Hanning had stated that the cash, the banknotes that they gave to him, would be available during the temporary display of work and that it was to be returned afterwards. So when he refused to return the cash, the museum took legal action. So they're saying that he can keep the artist fee, it sounds like. I think this is hysterical. And it also, it serves them right because modern art sucks. It does. I don't care. You get mad at me all you want to. Blah! I don't care. Am I wrong, Kane?
No.
I'm not wrong.
I would still argue, though, the blank canvas is better than anything Hunter's put out.
You know, why not just do something like that? Like, just do, I mean, I get it if you like textural pieces and things like that, you know, I get it. But to me, the making a statement of it, isn't that, that's like a stunt more so to me than that's not art. That's a stunt.
Wasn't it, was it Banksy? I remember we reported on this where he like shredded the art.
After somebody purchased this piece, it shredded.
Yeah. Just
like
shredded
it was. Yeah. It was designed to do that, which I also think is hysterical. I don't know. But I thought this was just so apropos of the time. Yeah, he submitted. They showed a picture of the empty canvas. I actually think it's great. It's called Take the Money and Run. It's literally an empty canvas. And I love it how people stand in front of it like they're, you know, contemplative. Like, what does this mean? Shut up. It's a blank canvas. You absolutely got robbed. It's hysterical.
Now I want to hear Steve Miller.
Yeah. Yeah. Take the money and run. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They'll probably like cite me just for humming it on YouTube. Wait, that sounds like our tune. People are like, why don't you play music on it? I would, but it's like $1 trillion to do the license for it. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Largest ever healthcare strike in the U.S. looms with more than 85,000 Kaiser Permanente union workers in 7 states walking off the job. The coalition, they're seeking pay raises of up to 6.5%. And it's 7 states and in D.C. They are going to basically, what, up until 6 a.m. Saturday? I think this is like the biggest one in the United States. Waffle House employees also want a raise. Workers in Atlanta, Georgia deliver a series of demands. They want 24/7 security. I don't know if you've seen, have you seen Waffle House employees fight, though? Because I just don't know if the security is needed. They also want an end to mandatory meal deductions and a 25-hour minimum wage for all workers. 25-hour minimum wage, then you better be operating on people in addition to flipping damn waffles. How about that? You want to get paid more than EMT workers? Then you better be operating on people and saving people's lives in addition to flipping damn waffles. Let's see here. Amazon used a secret Project Nessie algorithm to raise prices. We all know this, blah, blah, blah. Strategy described in redacted parts of an FTC lawsuit. I really don't care about this. You know, there's going to be a test coming up, by the way, too, the emergency broadcast system test. Kind of interesting that this is happening right after Russia did one 7-8 hours ago and India did one. We're going to talk to Brennan Carr coming up on that. Also, the latest. Now what, GOP? Now what? Everybody's broke. Check this out, CBS. Homes are unaffordable in 99% of the nation for the average American. The typical average American cannot afford to buy a home in a growing number of communities across the country, according to Common Lending Standards. It's the main takeaway. It's a new report from a real estate data provider. They were looking at the median home prices for about 575 U.S. counties, and they found that home prices in 99% of those areas are beyond the reach of the average income earner. And they said that's insane. And they said that there's a couple of trends, the mortgage rates topping 7%. So you're looking at, you know, hundreds of dollars a month added to that. Plus, like, don't forget, I'm too lazy to look at my notes. I think it's what, almost 7,000 annually that we're looking at the average cost that's been added
to a family
because of inflation.
It's closer to 9,000, actually. It's 700 and something a month.
This has been real fun talking to our accountant about all this stuff. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's like 8,500, 8,600.
Yeah. So, and then the people who are locked into lower mortgage rates during the pandemic, they don't, I mean, obviously they don't want to sell. because they're, you know, terrified because the property is so elevated at this point. They don't want to sell. So it's so there's like a you know, the amount of homes for sale obviously has been depleted. So they said that the only people who are selling right now are people who've got to divorce, marriage, moving for a new job. So the fact that you don't have that kind of inventory is keeping prices super high as well. So they had, this has doubled since I was in my early 20s. As of August, the national median existing home price was $407,000. That is insane to me. $407,000. That's almost a 4% increase from a year ago. That's the National Association of Realtors. The average interest rate on a 30-year home loan was 7.19%. That's up from 6.48% at the beginning of the year. That's Freddie Mac. As the mortgage rates rise, this unaffordability factor is going to be maintained. This is crazy. So the inventory, coupled with the inflation, I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, it is the new real estate bubble. And this is, and go ahead and say this. Say this on my. You don't just.
Well, it is. I mean, the Fed rate is what's caused the cost of money to skyrocket.
Yes.
In the housing market.
Yes.
So no one in a decent interest rate will ever want to sell their home until the rates come back down. And with all this government spending, there's no chance that we're going to get inflation under control, which means there's no chance the Fed will be able to lower the rate, which they planned on doing by 2025. So, yeah, you're right. It's a bubble that's going to have to burst.
Now, as you said, because of government spending. Kane, give me an example of some crazy government spending.
You mean like Ukraine?
Ah. And tell me once again, what is being pushed as a part of the CR that Republicans are rejecting?
Oh, yeah. Money for Ukraine.
Massive amounts of money. Cash money. Massive amounts of it. So now you get it. Now you see why. It's not just, you know, opposing this CR. It's not just, oh, well, we don't want, we just only want this for the board. There's a ton of stuff wrapped up into this, like this story. You see how this all affects, how it's all related. And obviously, first-time home buyers, those are the ones that get hit the most with interest rates. They're most sensitive with these interest rates. So many of them had to postpone. So they said that unaffordability is rated apparently by the percentage that somebody has to spend of their income towards paying for a home. And so if it's more than 28%, they classify that as being unaffordable. And then when you factor in the mortgage, the homeowner's insurance, or property taxes, you know, I'm not even putting maintenance and just regular stuff into that. They said that the typical home price today is like over 35% of somebody's wages. And yeah, if you're in if you got an adjustable rate mortgage, you're getting slammed. I mean, this is, oh, and the most unaffordable? Huh. Crazy. These, interesting. Los Angeles, Chicago, San Diego, all these big, giant Democrat cities. I'm just saying. And it's going to get worse. It's enraging because for the majority of people, that is how they start building wealth. It's property. You buy a home, you build your equity, you sell, you know, you get, you know, and a lot of people, that's how they start building their family's wealth. And by destroying that, you are removing the foundational block for American families to be able to start that wealth creation and start, you know, that foundation for their family. It's un-American. It's to me, I think it's un-American that you have to have two incomes just to even pay for a family anymore. Everything has gotten so out of control. So I don't want to hear it from the media. I don't want to hear it from the government, from these Democrats who are like, oh, we got to pass the CR. Get bent. We don't got to do nothing. I hope the whole damn government shuts down. And I hope it hurts. I hope people realize what's happening. This is what Republicans need to be going out messaging over. Look at it. You got 99% of the country that can't buy a home. because it's considered unaffordable. They can't afford it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.